Hi, my name is Zakiran, and welcome to my video podcast, How to Be an Unconditional Lover, to literally create absolutely anything you desire to be, do, or have in your life. So what is unconditional love? Simply put, unconditional love is the ability to stay connected to and be in alignment with love, with source, God, all that is, regardless of conditions. Unconditional love is not basing your reality and how you're going to feel based upon physical conditions. It is not basing your happiness upon the physical conditions of having or not having something you want. It is not basing your happiness upon any condition being any certain way so that you can be happy. In other words, you're happy whether you have the money or the lover or the children or the job or the success or whatever you desire to be, do, or have in your life. You're happy whether you have it right now or not. Unconditional love is not the ability to love unlovable conditions. Unconditional love does not focus on conditions at all. Source, God, Goddess, all that is, whatever you want to call it, is unconditional love. Source is primarily focused upon unconditions. In other words, source is focused upon vibration and feeling and who and what you truly are vibrationally or spiritually, if you will. Source is not focused upon who and what you physically are in this present moment, because who and what you are right now is not the sum of who and what you truly are. You are a million, septimajillion, trillion times infinity times better and more than whatever you believe yourself to be. Source is unconditional love, but you are source. So that means you are also unconditional love, because source is you and you are source. So unconditional love, from your perspective, from your physical, your mental, human perspective, is your ability to stay connected to your source self, to you as source, regardless of the conditions, regardless of the physical conditions, even the emotional conditions of your life. It is your ability to get into alignment and stay in alignment with you as source, which means getting into alignment and staying in alignment with who and what you have become as source. That you have become as source from the launching of all of your dreams and desires, because you as source has already become all of your desires vibrationally. And unconditional love is your ability to stay in alignment with you as source, with the vibrational reality that you truly are, and stay in alignment with your dreams and desires that you as source has already become, regardless of the physical conditions of your life that are pleasing or not pleasing. And regardless if you have the physical manifestations of your desires here and now, yet or not. Simply put, you're happy and connected to you as source, regardless of any physical conditions. And you are in a general state, when you're unconditionally loving, you are in a general state of allowance and offering no resistance against any physical condition. In other words, you're happy whether you have what you want yet or not, which means you stay focused upon your dreams in a soft, gentle, focused sort of way, allowing source, the universe, and the law of attraction to bring you your desires without placing any conditions upon the universe. You're placing no conditional demands upon the universe, such as time frames of I must have this by such and such date, or time, or it must look this way or that way. In other words, you place no conditions that imply I will be happy if it looks like this, or it comes then, or comes in this way. Otherwise, if it doesn't come in that way, I'm going to be unhappy with you, God, the universe, etc. So instead of conditional demands, you allow Source to know best. Source knows best. You as Source has already become your desires, so conditional demands are ludicrous because it is already done. Your desire has already been created in the most optimally perfect way, and it is your job to now align with that optimal perfect you with happy feelings and appreciation. So you are in a general state of allowance, in a soft, focused state, focused upon who and what you have become, which is the realization, the vibrational existence of your desires. In other words, you must feel your way through the doorway to who and what you truly are and who and what you have become from the launching of your dreams and desires. You cannot bargain your way into alignment or try to prove your worth to get through the door, because your worth is not in question and is not a focus of Source, because Source only sees your priceless, immense, immortal divinity and perfection. Source never ever sees faults in you or anyone, ever, 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 ever. The entire concept of sin is a joke to Source. It's not even a reality, not even a real concept. It is not anything that is remotely real. It is an ignorant creation that humans created to rationalize how crappy they feel when they are out of alignment with God. They feel like crap, not because they are sinful or faulty or evil in some way, or because they've broken some stupid commandment, but because they are thinking in contrary ways to Source, to God, if you will. And when you think in contrary ways to Source, it always feels like crap, because you are out of alignment with who and what you truly are, which is Source, which is God. You are being conditional, whereas Source, God, all that is 100%, 24/7, unconditional. Source, God, all that is, does not care about your conditions. Source, God, all that is, does not care about your limited, negative, judgmental, vindictive, I'm not good enough, I feel powerless, I feel unworthy, crap-a-doodle-doo, and your actions that you judge to be negative, bad, sinful, etc., etc. Source does not even see them. Source only sees your perfection. So, conditional proof of your worthiness or your virtuousness or your purity or your compassion or your caring nature or your adherence to so-called laws is all a complete joke to Source. Source, God, does not even see all of that spiritual posturing. All of that spiritual posturing is only to prove your worth to other conditionally oriented humans, not to Source. God doesn't care. God only sees your perfection. Source only sees your immortal divinity. Source is only focused upon your vibrational purity, upon your spiritual divinity and your perfection, which always exists and has always existed and will always exist, regardless of what you think, say, or do in your physical existence, regardless of whether you judge your thoughts, words, and deeds as being good or bad or wrong or beautiful or sinful, etc. So, to be an unconditional lover and an unconditional creator, you must focus on that vibrational reality of who and what you truly are as Source always sees you as pure divine perfection, and upon the vibrational reality of your dreams and desires, for improvement, for better, for more, etc., upon their vibrational existence. Right now, as they exist right now in vibrational reality, regardless of your physical conditional existence, and regardless of the physical existence or absence of your dreams and desires. Unconditional love and unconditional creation is being a dreamer, one who sees and feels the vibrational existence of their dreams and desires, and who pays little or no attention upon the physical absence of those desires, because she or he knows that all his or her desires already exist in vibrational reality. In other words, you as Source, you as Source Self, is already being, doing, and having everything you want and have ever wanted. This is the perspective of Source. You as Source has already fulfilled all of your desires. All your dreams have already come true as far as Source is concerned. From Source's perspective, you've already become your desires. You are already living your dreams. You just haven't quite caught up physically with that vibrational reality yet. And that is how it will always be, because you are an eternal creator who never stops creating and never stops launching rockets of desire for improvement and better and more. And as a physical leading edge creator, you will always be lagging behind your virtual, your vibrational creations. And that is perfect, because that proves your immortality, and that ensures the continuous existence of creation. That ensures evolution and eternal expansion of the universe, of universes, and it ensures your continuous eternal evolution and expansion as an immortal soul and as an immortal creator. So Source only sees what you have vibrationally become and what you are constantly becoming as a result of your physical existence on Earth and your desires for improvement on the leading edge of creation from the launching of your countless desires for improvement as a result of the countless contrasts of physical existence, of what you don't like and don't want, and what you desire improvement upon and desire more of, based on the lack of not having what you want. And Source is only focused upon all of that improvement that you have already become, that Source has become for you, as you, vibrationally, from the launching of all those desires. And you as Source has already created every single desire you have ever had in vibrational reality. Your wish is your command. Ask and it is given. It has already been given. You as Source has already become your every desire. God has already granted all your wishes, and you as Source lives in the fulfillment of those desires, and you as Source lives the vibrational reality of all those desires you have launched. Source is that vibrational reality. That's what heaven is. It's not some place you have to prove your worth to freaking get into. It's how and who and what you truly are as Source, as God, all that is. So Source can only focus on and from that unconditional heaven reality, as it were. Source cannot live or exist in your conditional reality, but you can live in Source's unconditional reality while you have a conditional existence. Wrap your logical brain around that. So everything you think that you believe is wrong or bad or sinful or evil or lacking or faulty in some way, Source cannot and does not see those beliefs, those ways of thinking or etc. If Source did look in those directions that we judge to be wrong and bad, etc., then it would feel good to be a jerk and to be an inconsiderate bastard or to be a killer or to be a rapist or whatever. but it never ever does. It may feel better to act like a jerk or to be vengeful or to be angry because that feeling feels better than a lower vibrational feeling of feeling helpless or powerless or unloved or depressed, but it still never ever feels natural because there's always a better way to feel, and that better way to feel is amazing, utter and complete joyfulness and happiness and excitement, etc., which is how Source God always feels and always thinks. If sin and evil and being bad and killing and raping and pillaging and stealing generally being a disrespectful and destructive asshole was real, then it would feel good to act that way, which does not ever feel good, really, because Source does not think or feel that way. You as Source, who you truly are, never ever thinks or feels that way. Source can't even see that kind of behavior. You as Source never looks in that direction because none of that is who and what we truly are as Source, as God, all that is. Because all that abhorrent behavior is just people trying to feel better in really psychologically fucked up sort of ways. They feel helpless and powerless and unworthy and not good enough. So they act in what we would judge as being evil ways in order to feel better, to feel more powerful, to feel worthy, to feel in control of their lives, or to, you know, feel something, anything other than feeling depressed or powerless, which is the worst and the lowest vibrational feeling you can feel, which is why anybody will do anything to get away from feeling depressed and feeling sad and feeling lonely and feeling especially powerless and unworthy. And every experience anyone has of feeling helpless and unworthy and powerless, etc., they are launching massive rockets of desire to feel the opposite of those really terrible feelings, to feel their priceless self-worth, to feel powerful, to feel worthy, to feel loved. They're launching massive rockets of desire to feel true divine power and to feel empowered and helpful and secure and loved and happy, etc. And their Source Self has already become that improvement and lives that improvement. So Source only sees and feels and lives that improvement and does not ever see the drama and the conflict that inspired and created that improvement. Source does not look back. Source does not look at physical conditions that create its vibrational spiritual existence of improvement. So Source never thinks about the absence of your desires because it has already become the fullness of your desires. So unconditional love for you as a physical being who is also a spiritual being is to be in alignment with that Source, you, that already is what you want, that has already become all that you desire to be, do, and have in your life. Which means feeling for that vibrational you who is living and breathing all of your desires right now in current reality. I emphasize current reality, not some future existence. In fact, your physical existence is really your past, and your spiritual existence as Source Self, who is living the reality of all that you have become from your desires, is your true current reality. You believe that your physical reality is your current reality, and where you as Source is as being your future reality, what you will become, hopefully, physically in the future, but your real now current reality, your real now current right now reality is really all that you have become vibrationally from your past desires. And your physical see it, hear it, touch it reality is really old reality. It's the past. It is lagging way behind your real current now reality, which is all you have become from your desires of the past that your source has become from all of your desires. And your even your now desires. And your greatest power and leverage of control and to be happy and to be prosperous, to create whatever you want in your now thoughts and your now desires, because those now desires are what is changing your now physical reality to be how you want it to be. Your past desires mean nothing now because they are a done deal. They've already been created. Source has already become those desires in your current physical existence. Is how it is, based upon how many of your desires that Source has already become, that you have allowed and aligned with emotionally and mentally, with your thoughts, that you have allowed to manifest physically or not, based on your resistance or an allowance of them manifesting. So sometimes you are in alignment with unconditional love, with Source, with your desires that already exist vibrationally because you're happy and feeling appreciative, etc. And sometimes you are not because you're fighting against yourself or someone or something that you believe is keeping you from getting what you want. And of course, when you are happy and you're feeling appreciative, what you want is on its way to you because you're in alignment with Source. You're in alignment with what you've already become as Source. When you're feeling the opposite, when you're fighting against yourself and you're feeling bad and you're thinking about the lack of what you want or blaming other people for allegedly keeping away what you want, then you are blocking those things from coming to you. And that's when you are playing the helpless, powerless victim game. And when you're focused in those limited manners and focused upon the absence of your desires, you are out of alignment with Source and the vibrational existence of that desire that already exists. You're out of alignment with your own true divine self. You're fighting against yourself, which is all anyone ever really fights with. You're not angry and disappointed at this person or that person for keeping you from getting what you want. You're angry at yourself, really, for being out of alignment with you as Source. And being out of alignment with your desires and not allowing them to come to you. You're not angry because you're out of alignment with what you want. You're angry because you're out of alignment with you as Source, who has already become what you want, and you are blocking what you want from coming to you. So simply put, if you are focused upon what you don't like and don't want, and upon the absence of what you do want, you are out of alignment with you as Source. And you are out of alignment with unconditional love and unconditional creation. And you are out of alignment with the improvement you have already become from your desires. And so you are disallowing the vibrational existence of your desires to manifest physically into your physical reality, into your life. You are instead focused upon conditions. And that focus, that conditional focus, is keeping your desires from coming to you, from manifesting from vibration to physical reality and becoming a now condition in your life. In other words, to change your physical conditions to become better and more prosperous and more joyful and more loving and more fun and more adventurous, etc., to get those more fun, joyful, prosperous conditions, you must become an unconditional creator. To create the conditions you desire to be, do, or have in your life, you must be unconditionally focused and feel happy and prosperous and healthy and excited and passionate and inspired and loving and caring, etc., regardless of any physical condition, regardless of what anybody else is doing, regardless of what anybody else is thinking, saying, including what they're thinking and saying, and how they feel about you. Because to create anything in physical reality, you must begin with an unconditional feeling, with an unconditional thought. You must begin with the untangible, with the intangible, to create the tangible. In the beginning was the thought, then the emotion, and then the Word, and then the world, and then the physical manifestation. You cannot begin with a condition to create better conditions. You must begin with the egg to get the chicken. You can't begin with the chicken. All creation begins with the thought of it, with the desire of it, with the vibration of it, with the feeling of it. You cannot create physical conditions by being a conditional lover and a conditional feeler and conditional thinker. You cannot create what you want by relying upon conditions to change to give you what you want so you can finally maybe be happy. That's backwards, because the untangible, the intangible emotional vibrational feeling state of happiness is why you want the physical thing in the first place. So you must begin with that untangible emotional vibrational feeling state of joy and happiness. It's feeling happy first, then you will physically manifest the physical representations of happiness. Not get physical representations of happiness so that you can be happy, to make you happy. That's putting the horse before the cart. So, it's begin with the vibration. It's begin with the thought, which gives you the emotion you desire. Happiness, feeling prosperous, feeling secure, etc., which gives you the words you desire to speak. I'm feeling happy, I'm feeling excited, I'm feeling loving, which gives you the inspirations and the excitement and the ideas you desire to have, which inspires the optimally empowered action, which is full of the power of the entire universe, and you have the infinite leverage you need to accomplish anything. You have the leverage of the law of attraction. And when you are focused in that way upon the vibrational existence of your desires, when you are delighting in the vibrational existence of the joyful existence of your desires here now in your physical reality, feeling it emotionally, regardless of their physical existence, regardless of whether your desires and dreams have physically manifested yet or not, then you are in full alignment with unconditional love, with Source, with you as Source, with who you truly are and all that you have become from all your desires for improvement. And then you are in full alignment with the pure infinite power of unconditional creation. You are an unconditional lover, an unconditional creator, and you have the full power of the universe. Power that literally creates world at your fingertips. Yeah, baby! I hope you enjoyed this video podcast. If you got something from it, please share it with your friends. Come visit me at zakhyron.com for more self-empowering podcasts, videos, and other goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. My name is Zakhyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, wealthy, abundant, fun, joyful lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance and fun creating, being an awesome, magnificent, unconditional creator of divine reality on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!